So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So this is gonna take place in California, right?
So I guess we're gonna start the movie with the song California Love?
Of course we are, sir. Otherwise, how would people know that this takes place in California?
There's no other way. I wish I knew of a different way, but that's the only one.
So we're gonna meet this guy, Bud, right? And he's working as a pool cleaner.
Oh, nice!
Except he's not actually a pool cleaner.
You f***ing lied to me?
What? No, it's a front for him being a vampire hunter.
Oh, that's even more exciting than being a pool cleaner. Oh, I feel much better now.
Well, good. So this guy's killing all vampires, right? Because all vampires are evil.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So he goes into this house and he gets in a fight with this old lady vampire, and she's super bendy and acrobatic.
Oh, the flexible undead are tight.
So he manages to kill her and take her fangs.
What does he do that for?
Well, turns out these things are worth lots of money, and the older the fangs, the more money they're worth.
Why?
Because.
That works.
So anyway, Bud goes to see his ex-wife, and she wants to take their daughter and move to Florida because school and braces are expensive.
Can't relate because of how rich I am, but go on.
And so Bud convinces her to give him 5 days to come up with $10,000, then maybe they won't leave.
Oh, he's gonna have to sell a lot of fangs for that, or, you know, not a lot. I don't know how the fang economy works.
Yeah, well, the pawn shop guy he goes to doesn't want to really give him a lot, so his friend Big J's gonna help him rejoin the Vampire Hunter Union, where they pay better prices.
And these fangs are valuable because
of how much money they're worth.
That makes sense.
So Bud gets assigned a union rep named Seth to keep an eye on him.
Okay.
And they're both gonna get into an exposition battle and quiz each other on stuff they both already know.
Why?
Well, I got, like, a bunch of world building I want to dump on the audience, so they're just gonna kind of do that for a while.
Gotcha. So what kind of world building are we talking?
Okay, well, there are 5 types of vampires, right? Southern, Eastern, Spider, Uber, and Juvenile.
Okay.
And juveniles are also called zombie vamps.
Right.
And they can't regenerate like the older vampires, so they look more dead than alive.
Okay, let me write some of this down, maybe.
And they can't process human blood yet, so they feed on small animals.
Small animals.
And vampires typically live separately, but when they are together, they develop a natural hierarchy based on age.
It's kind of a lot of information.
Sunlight's the only thing they're afraid of, and they can't reproduce, but they can turn people.
Jeez.
And vampires have familiars. The more powerful the vampire, the more powerful the familiar.
Okay, this is kind of a lot, but I imagine this is gonna be really important to know later.
You know what? Not so much, no.
Well, then why are we—
So anyway, then Seth is gonna get so scared of a vampire that he pees in his pants.
Oh, pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
Pee-pee, very funny. What about poo-poo?
No poo-poo, no poo-poo.
No poo-poo, just pee-pee? Okay.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a recurring joke. That's gonna be a main one that we come back to, him peeing his pants.
Good.
So anyway, then they're gonna end up in this house where there are actually a bunch of different types of vampires living together, which shouldn't really be possible. So it's like, whoa, what is going on here?
Okay, well, that's gotta be important to know later. That seems significant.
No, that's not gonna come up again.
Okay, you know what?
And we're also gonna meet the big bad guy of the movie. Her name is Audrey.
And what's her deal? Why is she evil?
Well, she works in real estate.
Oh, that is pretty evil. That's good.
Yeah, but also she's a vampire and she wants to take over the housing market and fill it up with vampires who wear sunscreen.
What?
So they could go in the sun a little? That seems to be what I've written here. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow, all right.
Oh, and also that old vampire that Bud killed at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out that was Audrey's daughter, so she's pissed about that.
Oh, so she wants revenge on Bud?
She does, yeah. Real estate, sunscreen, and revenge. That's kind of her entire deal.
Well, good to know. So what's she gonna do?
Well, she's gonna go kill that pawn shop guy to get some information, and Bud's gonna find his body.
Oh, well, at least he can take what he needs from the pawn shop and solve his money problems.
Hey, shut up. And also, she sends some assassins after Bud and his daughter.
Uh-oh.
So they're gonna have this crazy chasing where his daughter almost gets killed several times and sees multiple people die.
Oh my god, that's horrible. That's definitely traumatizing for a child.
No, she's like, that was awesome!
Oh, she liked when the people were killed and she almost died. Okay, good.
But then when they get to his ex's house, it turns out Audrey's already there.
Oh no.
Yeah, and so she's already turned Seth into a vampire, and now she wants to turn his family into vampires in front of him.
It's gonna be tough for him to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, Audrey takes his family and she, you know, she leaves.
So she wants to turn them in front of him. Why doesn't she do that while she has them and she's in front of him?
Well, she didn't feel like doing it there. She felt like doing it somewhere else.
Won't that just give him time to prepare?
And so that gives Bud time to prepare.
Right.
So he teams up with Vampire Seth and his neighbor Heather, who it turns out is also a vampire.
Wait, who's his neighbor?
It's this woman he had one single interaction with, and she apologizes. She's like, I'm sorry for tricking you, but Audrey made me do it.
But what did she even do?
Nothing. nothing.
Wait, I thought you said all vampires were evil.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess some aren't. It doesn't really matter.
Well, doesn't that imply that over the course of Bud's career, he may have murdered multiple good vampires?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
So then the good guys managed to defeat the bad guys.
Amazing.
And Seth is gonna be all proud because he didn't pee-pee in his pants this time, nor did he poo-poo.
Oh, hell yeah. Bring that pee-pee joke back in here. I wasn't done with the pee-pee joke yet. Bring it back in.
And Heather's gonna be like, vampires don't pee or poo. That is a real line from this movie that I've written here.
And I'm signing off on it.
So then Bud's ex-wife decides to give him another chance, and it seems like stuff's gonna be all right.
Didn't she just find out that he has an incredibly dangerous job that almost got them all killed?
Yeah, so I guess she liked that. That made her feel like her daughter's safe now.
I guess that makes sense.
And so then we'll have another joke about poo particles causing pink eye, and then we're done. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a good time, but hey, maybe we could sprinkle in a bunch of mentions of a mysterious guy named El Jefe and then never pay that off in any way.
Why would we do that?
Well, just because, I mean, I noticed you didn't say the magic word.
Please?
No, not that word.
Money?
Well, no, that's an obvious one. Come on, you know what I'm looking for.
Do I?
You know. Starts with an F. It's the thing that I'm obsessed with turning every single movie into.
Oh, okay, I got it. Yeah, no problem.
Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that video. I hope you enjoyed it. You can let me know in the comment section what other movies you want to see pitches for. You can also let me know in the comment section what you had for breakfast today. I don't care, but you're allowed to do that. Nobody can stop you from doing that. Anyway, I hope you consider subscribing to the channel. We're almost at 1 million. Thanks again for watching. I hope you had a nutritious breakfast.